Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi daf Yodainu. We are starting Tesainu Bebe is the bottom line with the words Chatzman. And today's daf is sponsored Lila Nishmas Marshmem Sar Pasriaka Maisha Hernish Amash Havin Aliyah. So I just want to restore that there was a plague in Sipirin. Reb Chanina's neighborhood was spared. The people derogatorily remarked that Reb Chanina just thinks about himself and he doesn't bother to daven for them. So he replied that in the days of Maisha Rabbeinu, Zimri Zavera caused 24,000 yidden to die and Maisha wasn't able to stop it. And here you are, a whole bunch of Zimris. Why do you think that I'm better than Maisha Rabbeinu? And he's basically telling them that they need to do tshuva. So in continuation of this, Chatzman one time, they had to make a fast because there wasn't enough rain, and they fasted, but rain still didn't fall. However, Yudzayin went off on top. Rabbi Shubin Levi, he made a fast more in the south of Eretz Yisrael, and rain fell. And Rabbi Amrin, the people from Tzipari said, Rabbi Shubin Levi, he's able to bring down rain for the people of the south. And Rabbi Chanina stops water from the people of Tzipari, and so they were basically upset at everybody. They had to make another series of fasts because there wasn't rain. So this time around, Rabbi Chanina sent for Rabbi Shua ben Levi, and Amrullah, he told him, Mishka Chmari, Mefek Imel Asanois, I want you to be sure to come out with us to fast. So Nafkan Trein Tanisa, both of them, both Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Shua ben Levi, went out to fast with the people of Tzipari, and still, Vloina Chasmetra, rain didn't fall. Alvar Mikumeyain, Rabbi Chanina went up and said in front of all the people of Tzipari, Lur Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Machasmetra Dramai, it clearly wasn't Rabbi Shua ben Levi that brought down the rain for the people of the south, Vloina Rabbi Chanina, Atzar Metra ben Tzipari, it wasn't Rabbi Chanina either, meaning myself, that stopped the rain from the people of Tzipari, because you clearly see that both of us joined you in your fast and it didn't rain. Rather, the people of the south, they have soft hearts. They listen to the words of the Torah and they humble themselves and they do tshuva. But the people of Tzipari, you, my dear fellows, you have hard hearts. And they hear the Torah and they don't humble themselves. And there's no tshuva here and that's why there's no rain. Now here's the after story. When Reb Chanina went back home, he raised his eyes, meaning he looked up to the Shemayim and he saw that it was very clear there wasn't a cloud in the sky. So Amar, he commented, Hadkidon Hachin, really? We fasted, we daven, and there's still no rain? And Miyad Nachas Petra, right away, rain fell. However, then he regretted this, and Udara Garme, he made a nether on himself, that he's not going to do this again, meaning that he's not going to be so strong in the way he speaks. And Amar, he said, who am I to tell the one who is owed a debt not to collect his debt? In other words, if Hashem is collecting a debt from the people of Tzipari because they haven't done tshuva, because that he doesn't give rain, so who am I to be strong towards Hashem and demand rain? So he decided that he's not going to do that again. Now we continue talking about this theme of Gedalei Hadar trying to change the situation. So Reb Zeir says to Reb Chanina, the Mayasu Gedalei Hadar ve'edat Tzibur Nidin el Acharubai. What are Gedalei Hadar supposed to do? How are they supposed to help the people if anyway the Tzibur, the community, is judged based off of the rive of how they are? So if people don't have enough Tzuchosim, what do you want from Gedalei Hadar? Shekim Tzana Shekal Shalashim Mishmanim Shana Shayusol Nudin. We see that all 38 years in the Midbar, the Bnei Yisrael were like they were Menuda, excommunicated. It's like they were in Cheirim by Hashem. Hashem didn't speak to Moshe. Shemar the pasuk says, "Vahikasher tamu kol anshei mocham lomis mikarav am." It was when all the people of the war finished dying from among the people. So we see that all the people of the Midbar who weren't allowed to enter Eretz Yisrael, they'd already died. Then Maksib Asrei was to say afterwards, "Vayomer Hashem elei lemar." Hashem said to me, saying, and so even though Moshe himself might have been right to have the dibur come to him, since the generation wasn't, Hashem didn't speak to him. As we see, it's not all up to the Gedalei Hadar. The people themselves have to do tshuva as well. And we continue. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Edi says, "Shem Rishu Ben Levi, Mayasu Gedalei Hadar. What should Gedalei Hadar do? V'enit Tzibur Nidin El Achar." The Tzibur is only judged after its majority. Because we find, if not for the fact that the Yidden said in Har HaKarmel, this is the story with Eliyahu Navi and the Navi Habal, that Hashem Hu Elokim, Hashem Hu Elokim, meaning if they wouldn't have proclaimed Hashem as God, the fire wouldn't have come down from Shemayim to burn the Karbonos. And so we see that it has to do with the Yidden, not just their leaders. The Gemara continues something else. Rishu Ben Yair says, B'Shem Pichas Ben Yair, Shloisha Bar Kosh Baruch Hu, the three things Hashem created, V'Taha Shabaran, and he, so to speak, regretted that he made them. Obviously, Hashem doesn't regret something. It's just a figure of speech trying to express something. And ve'eluhain, what are these? Kazdim, as people call the Kazdim, v'yishmeilim and v'yishmeilim, v'yitzahara and the Yitzahara. Kazdim, how do we know this? So the pasuk says, hein eretz kazdim ze'am loyhaya, this line to the Kazdim that never was. Now what does it mean it never was? Obviously, there were Kazdim. So what's the pasuk trying to express? Halavai loyhaya, that if they only were never here in the first place, that would have been great. So we see that ki'ilu, there was a regret for them having been created. Now yishmeilim, what about them? So the pasuk says, yishloyu ayhayim l'shaydidim, the tents of robbers are calm, ubatucha somar gizei kel, and there's confidence and security for those who get Hashem angry. Lasher hevi alaika biyadai, this is something that Hashem brought about with his own hand. So we see in this pasuk that even though there's so much evil in the Yishmaelim, nonetheless we're saying that Hashem, so to speak, created this with his own hand in a way expressing that if he was able to take it back, then he would. Now Yitzhar, what about that? So the pasuk says, b'yemahu noam Hashem, on that day says Hashem, I'm going to gather the lame one and the one who's pushed away, Asher Hari Oisi, and whoever I have harmed. Now, what does that mean? Hashem has harmed people. So Rabbi Recha quotes Rav Ahar Bar Kahana, who quotes Rabbi Yeshua Ben Yair, who says Rabbi Pichas Ben Yair, Hare Hu Ki'ilu Hari Oisi. Hashem is saying it's Ki'ilu I've caused the Yidden harm directly because I created the Yitzhara and they weren't over able to come to the Yitzhara. So they did have Averus and they got punished because of that. Since I was the one that created the Yitzhara, it's as if I harmed them, and that's the Lashon of the Pasuk. And we go back discussing fasting. Rabbi Lezer Avatani, Rabbi Lezer made a whole bunch of fast days. Vlois Nachas Mitra, rain didn't fall. Of Rabbi Kiva Tani, Rabbi Kiva made fast days. Nachas Mitra, and rain fell. Now, Alvam Rukumehain, Rabbi Kiva went up and said in front of everyone, Emshal Chamashal, I have to give you a mashal. What's this comparable to? To a king who had two daughters. One of them was Chatsufa, she was Bechotzif, she was brazen, and one of them was Kasha, she was wonderful, she was refined. And Amistav is Bayahi Chatsifa, so Allah's Kumai, anytime the Mechotzif daughter wanted to come in front of the king and ask him something, Hava Amr, he would say, Yavon La, Madhi Bayav, says a lot, just give her whatever she wants and let her go, because he didn't want to see her. But Amistav is Hahik Sheirasa Allah's Kumai, whenever the good one wanted to come in front of the king, Hava Marchruche, he would extend it and he would hold back from giving her what she wanted, Mischav and Mishmaya Shavasa, because he liked listening to her cries and her pleas and her conversation and her discussion. And so it's the same thing. I'm Ki'ilu the Mechotzef, says Rabbi Kiva. So Hashem, so to speak, wants to get rid of me. So I ask him for rain, he gives me rain. Whereas Rabbi Lezer is so beloved to Hashem, he just wants to listen to his tefillahs all day. That's why he doesn't have it rain. Now the Gemara asks, is it mutter to say this? Is Rabbi Kiva allowed to say such negative things about himself? And the answer is that generally not. It's just he didn't want to mechal shem shemayim because of Rabbi Lezer, meaning he didn't want it to look bad that Rabbi Lezer wasn't answered, and that was to save the covet of Rabbi Lezer. So that's why Rabbi Kiva said what he said, which was allowed in this particular situation. Another story about fasting. Rav Acha Avad Tlas Sreit HaNisan. Rav Acha made 13 fasts v'lan chas mitra, and it didn't rain. Now me'ala, when he was going inside, paga bechad kusai, he met a kusi, and Amar Le, the kusi told him, Rebbe, Rebbe, atzar gulsach min mitra. Why don't you protect your coat from the rain? Don't you see it's raining so much? Obviously making fun of him. So Amar Le, Rav Acha told him, chayidehu gavra, by the life of that person, meaning by your life, Mr. Kusi, Shemaim's going to make a nes, v'shasa matzlacha, and it's going to be a successful year. Vahu gavra, les hu meche, and this man is not going to see it, meaning you're not going to live to see it happen. And other than Shemayim Nisan, Shemayim did make miracles. Vatzlachas Shasa, that year was successful in its crop. And Umesahu Ksaya, that Kusi died. Vavan Kol Ama Amrin, and everyone said, Esun Chomin, Purin Deshmash, come and see all the fruits that grew from the sun. Even though there was no rain, the sun caused wonderful fruits to grow, but that Kusi didn't see any of it. Let me just explain the end of the Mishnah, where we had Machalikas Tanakan and Rabbi Kiva, what all the cities around the city that affected is supposed to do. There's a Tanakama, that all the other cities, they fast, but they don't blow shofar. Why is that? We find the Yom Kippur, we fast, but we don't blow shofar. And Rabbi Kiva, he says, Masrin of Lemisanin, then they blow shofar, but they don't fast. Why is that? Because we find the Rosh Hashanah, we blow shofar, and we don't fast. And at Halacha Hey, this is a continuation of the previous Mishnah, Ezu Dever, what is a plague? We had said that if there's a plague, if there's a Dever, so we're Masriya. The question is, how do we define a plague, a Dever? And the answer is, Ira Matsuya Chomish Meitz Ragli, a city that has 500 regel, meaning 500 people in it, and this is just talking about men, not women and children. So it's 500 healthy men. If three people died, 3 days one after another, meaning Sunday, one person, Monday, another person, Tuesday, a third person, that's considered a plague, and that requires fasting and blowing shofar. The Gemara tells us, Amar Levi, Levi says, except the Pasuk tells us, Yad Beik Hashem B'chas Hadaver, Hashem is going to attach or stick the plague to you. This lashon of Yad Beik is being used to express like what a woman does. She literally sticks three doughs to the wall of the oven, one after another, and we see this lashon is being used in regards to Dever, to plague, and so it must be that a plague is three people dying one day after the other. Yodzayinu is on top, so the Gemara asks, Ha'avida Yoyser Mikain, let's say the city is larger than that. Sricha Shir Acher, so do we need a different shir? Let's say there's 1,000 people in the city. Does that mean we have to have 6 people that die within 3 days, 2 every single day, and if it's 1,500 people, then it'd be 9, so on and so forth? The Gemara answers, if you're not done, let's learn from the following. Bryce says, Afilu Ir Gedel Kantochia, even a huge city like Antochia, kind of like the name Antiochus, says Antochia, and 3 people died one day after another, that's considered a dever. Hada'am, this tells us, Yoyser Mikain, we have to add a very important word to the girsa, Eina Tzricha Shir Acher, that even if we have a city that's more than 500 people, it does not need a different shir. And the Iker emphasis of a 500 person city with 3 people dying 3 days one after the other, that means that the minimum city is 500, but if it's less than 500 people, so then it could be even fewer people dying and it would still be considered a dever. We can be discussing, the Mishnah had said that if there was a collapse, houses or walls fell down in the city, that's something to be masriya over. Now we have a clarification, Batim Sha'amru, these houses that collapsed, we said one has to be masriya over, Briyim, that's only if they were healthy, they were solid structures, and then they just stopped collapse. Avalim Rurim, not if anyway they were about to collapse. With the Kavasa, similarly, Bachrim Avalim Zakenim, when we say that it's considered a dever if 3 people people die one day after the other for 3 days. So that's only young, healthy people, not old people. Because anyway, old people, you could expect they might die. Now, Tani, we have Brisa, Askara Kol Shehi. And there's a situation of Askara, as even if there's one case of a person dying from Askara, which is a terrible disease that we see throughout Gemara, it was considered life-threatening. It started in the stomach and then went up to the throat, constricting it, basically causing a person to choke to death. So if even one person died from this, that requires fasting right away. Now the question is, Shnai Medever V'Echad B'Askara. Let's say two people died because of plague and one because of Askara. Does that require fasting? The Gemara asks, Esachami, come and see. Askara Kol Shehi. We just said that if even one person died from Askara, we're going to fast. V'Atamar Hachin, and you're asking about this. Two people died because of Dever and one of Askara. We don't know if we should fast. What do you mean? One person died of Askara, so fast. And the answer is, L'chein Tricha. This is really the question. Sheisriya al Askara, it's where they already were Masriya. They already davened and fasted and blew Shofar for the Askara. V'Halchala. And then Askara went away. And then V'Acherkach, Mesu Shnayim B'Dever V'Echad B'Askara. Right afterwards, two people died because of plague and another one because of Askara after the Askara already went away. So the question is, this three people dying one day after another, is that reason to start fasting and blowing Shofar? Maybe not, since they weren't all because of Dever. Maybe we don't fast and we don't have an answer to this. And on to Halacha Vav, we continue discussing situations of extreme importance where we're going to fast right away and that's going to affect many people. Al Eilam Asrim B'chol Makom, for the following situations, we're going to fast and blow Shofar anywhere, even if the problem isn't in that area. Al Shidafon, this is usually translated as wind blast, meaning it's very intense wind that ruins the grain. Val Yirakon is also a problem that ruins the grain. Val Arba Val Chasil, there's two different types of locusts. Val Chayra, for wild animals. Val Cherev, and sword. All these things, Masrin Aleim, we're going to blow Shofar. Mipnei Shi Makam Aleches, this is a traveling Makah. You heard on the radio, the news is saying that there's this issue in some other county, in some other region. It doesn't make a difference. Everybody who heard about it has to fast about and blow Shofar because this is traveling and eventually is going to come to affect other people as well. Says the Gemara, Rav Chaim Bar Okva says, B'Shem Rias Berchanina, Masrin Al Pragmatia Shal Pishtan, that's proper Girsa, we Masriya because of the flax or the linen business. In other words, if the price of these things has dropped significantly, that's something we Masriya over. Matam, what's the source for this? So the Pasuk says, Shama V'Sha'arura Nihiyasa Ba'aretz. This Pasuk is literally referring to when the land is empty. However, in general, that's referring to a depression of sorts, and linen, flax, which was a very common commodity, it was very commonly traded and bought on the market as part of the standard business practice. So if the price has dropped considerably, that means it's basically a depression in the economy, and that's something to be Masriya over. Another example, Rosh Hashanah Nachman says, B'Shem Rabbi Yonasan, Masrin al Sharav. If there's a heat wave in Eretz Yisrael, it's actually what it's called nowadays, Sharav, a heat wave, so we Masriya for that. Matam, where does this come from? So the Pasuk says, Kaider Hilachti B'loi Chama. I go about Kaider, which means darkened, even without the sun. Kamti, I get up, B'Kahal, in the Kahal, in the public, Ashaveya, and I cry out. As we see from here, that even without the sun, we have an issue. So for sure, if there's too much sun, if there's a Sharav, that's a reason to cry out. Now this Pasuk that we just quoted is from Iyov. So we have another Pasuk from Iyov. Amar Blazer Blazer says, Oikir La'asyach, give kavod to your doctor, Adeloy Tetzrichle, before you need him. Matam, what's the source for this? So Iyov's friends told him when he was going through a bunch of troubles, Hayarech Shuach Loivitzar V'chol Matze Koyach. Did you arrange your tefillah before the tsar, before the difficulty came to you? If you had, then the Mamatze Koyach, all the strengths up in Shemayim, they would have helped you. And that's the mashal of his doctor. If you're, so to speak, nice to your doctor before you need him, then he'll help you to not ever need him. And that's the same thing to Hashem. And Rabbi Yochanan Shimon Lakish, they both explain this. Rabbi Yochanan Omer, he says, Im Sidar Tefillah, if you organize and arrange your tefillah and you daven properly, Lo Yelechot Sari Ayin Mil Mala, then you wouldn't have had Sari Ayin. People who look at you with not the best eye up in Shemayim, they would have helped you. Ella Hakol Yuma Amzin Kaychacha, everyone would strengthen you and help you. Shemayim, the Pasuk says, V'chol Mamatze Koyach. Rabbi Shimon Lakish, he explains it slightly differently. Im Sidar Tefillah, if you would have organized and arranged your tefillah, Lo Yitehi Meitzer Picha, then you don't have to limit your mouth. You could ask whatever you want. El rather, Harchev Picha Vamaleim, the Pasuk says, open your mouth wide and I'm going to fill it, the Pasuk tells us. We can explain the next part of Mishnah, which refers to two different types of locusts, that's something to be Masriya over. And Loisev Dover Arba, it doesn't have to be that there's actually an Arba, there's actually a whole plague of locusts, El Afilu Kanof, even a wing. Meaning, even if there's just one locust seen in the area, you have to be Masriya right away, because if there's one, you know many are on the way. Now, explain two different words of locusts that we see in the Pasuk. Vomana Kishmei Chasil, why is there a type of locust called Chasil? And the answer is, because it completely ruins and destroys everything. Why is there a type of locust called Gaivai? What's the reason for that name? As it goes, Du Gave Dina Demare, it collects the debt of its master. So hence it's called Gaivai, Miloshin Gave, to collect. On to the next part of the Mishnah where we had said Chayra. Says the Gemara, Loisev Dover Chayra. It doesn't ultimately have to be a wild animal like a lion or bear or wolves or whatever it is. Elafilu Behemara. Even if there's a bad domestic animal, you have just a regular domestic animal, maybe a cow or something like that, and it harmed a person, it bit and killed, that's something you must be over. And Gvar Yishan and Eretz Yisrael, there have already been years in Eretz Yisrael, the chamar noishe chumemes, a donkey bit somebody and it died, and shor noishe chumemes, an ox bit somebody and he died. And since this is very out of the norm, it's as extreme situation as wild animals coming and attacking people, and so that's a reason to be masriya. Lastly, Mishnah said, v'al hacherev, so loisev davar cherev shel mechama, it's not only sword of war, meaning it's not just troops coming in to fight a war, ela fil cherev shel shalom, even if it's sword of peace that wants to come in, maybe want to cross through, use your land as a shortcut, that's a reason to cry out. Shekvar asuz reshe me yeshio, this already left its mark in the days of Yeshio. There's a famous story where Yeshio Melch Yehuda caused everyone to do tshuva, and he thought everyone was tzaddikim, and so later on, when Pyro Nechai wanted to cross through Eretz Yisrael on his way to fight a battle up north, so it would be much easier just to go through Eretz Yisrael as opposed to having to go around, Yeshio said, no, I'm not letting you through, because there's a pasuk that says, cherev lo yisaver ba'artzechem, that in a time of peace, when the Yidden are acting properly, a sword will not pass through the land, and you are sword who wants to pass through the land, but since we're tzaddikim, we don't do avodah zarah anymore, I'm not letting you through. And as we know, as we have a kin on Tisha B'Av, the Yeshua was wrong, he didn't listen to the Navi, he didn't realize that they weren't tzaddikim, and in the ensuing battle, he actually got killed. And so we see that even if cherev, which is not of milchama, it's cherev shel shalom, that wants to come into the land, that's also a reason for us to be masriya. We're going to stop for the day, and pick up tomorrow with another halacha. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.